The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door, and he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic man carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to them, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves. So he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat, and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Consider a moment with four men in today's gospel. What odd things they did. They carried their friend for who knows what distance to a man they probably didn't know, but who was rumored to be a healer. And when they arrive, they find the entrance blocked by a huge crowd. Most people would have waited in line or perhaps even turned back, thinking that the task at hand was all but impossible. But not these four men. No, these men toss aside everything considered reasonable and carry their friend to the rooftop, cut a hole in that roof, and lower him down to Christ to be healed physically and spiritually. These four men are models for us today. Models for what lengths God asks us to go to for the sake of even one soul. My brothers and sisters, the question is this: do we behave like the four men in today's gospel? Are we willing to do the eccentric, to ignore what others might consider decent or ordinary, in order to fulfill the great commission given to us by our Lord? To make disciples of all nations, to bring all to Jesus Christ. Or do we shy away from even mentioning the name of Christ to our family, friend, and neighbor for fear of what they might think?